This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 470 for Monday, July 10th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Monday, hitting fresh four-month highs. Futures were $17 to over $21 per ton higher. Bullish chart signals contributed to the gains as the November contract climbed above its 200-day moving average around $770 and touched psychological resistance at $780. The move above $780 could set the stage for a move back to $800. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all higher. That provided a spillover support. Weather concerns in parts of Western Canada also underpinned the futures, with many areas of Alberta and Saskatchewan in need of moisture and heat warnings in place today in southern Alberta. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were higher, while wheat was mixed. Positioning ahead of Wednesday's monthly USDA supply-demand report accounted for some of the activity. Soybeans posting the largest gains, with a rally in soy oil pulling beans up as well. November soybeans up 27 cents at $13.45 per bushel. While a much smaller acreage base than earlier expectations ahead of Wednesday's USDA report will likely include a sizable cut to U.S. soybean production and stocks. Much of the Corn Belt did receive precipitation over the weekend, but the coverage was spotty and more moisture will be needed. Longer-range forecasts look hot and dry into the last half of July, and that contributed to today's advances in soybeans. Tightening palm oil supplies were also supportive for world vegetable oil markets in general. Corn, also underpinned by the hot and dry forecasts and the likelihood of declining condition ratings. The September corn contract up 5 cents at $4.92 per bushel. U.S. corn production may also be revised lower on Wednesday despite increased planted area, as yields will likely be revised lower. The advancing Brazilian harvest did temper the upside in corn, although the harvest there is running behind the year-ago pace. Wheat futures ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 2 cents in the September contract at $8.50 per bushel, but the winter wheat's all lower. Kansas City down 7 cents in the September contract at $8.11 per bushel, and Chicago down 3 cents in the September contract at $6.46 per bushel. Spring wheat was underpinned by concerns over the state of the crop in the northern U.S. and Canada, while the advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest weighed on those contracts despite ongoing yield concerns. The looming expiry of the agreement allowing Ukrainian grain to move through the Black Sea did continue to overhang the wheat market, with still no deal in place to extend that agreement ahead of its expiry a week from now. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, July 10th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.